What's up, everybody? Just recording the intro to the latest pod with me and just Heather. We talked about a few things, a little bit frisky on some topics, but most importantly, we recorded this the day before the inauguration. I'm recording this part right here after the inauguration, and guess what? Everything went well without a hitch. Everybody, the days just feel way more lighter. It's a boring news day, thank God. But we had fun. It's you know, I do my normal ranting. No, you know, it's not completely without me screaming about something. But I think a little lighter, one of the better episodes we had. So don't have any idea what I'm going to call this. I guess pre/post-inauguration. You're listening to the post and then you're about to listen to the pre. So hope you enjoy. Hope you don't feel like this is too much of a clickbaity. I thank you guys for listening. I really enjoy you. We're this be the 51st, 52nd episode, somewhere around there. So we're on our way to 100. And can't thank you guys enough. Big things coming. Some good additions are about to be coming very, very, very soon. I don't want to give too much away. I want to make sure it's all set and done and there for you. And I'm positive that you will enjoy. So, without further ado, enjoy this episode of pre/post-inauguration or whatever the hell I name it. All right, take care, everybody.
So it starts. The saga begins, niggas. I'd like to welcome you to a collection of thoughts, observations, and concepts. They say that art imitates life. I just think life is art.
There you go. There's Craig. All right. And welcome back to the Broke Blurred Pod. I'm your host, Anthony K. Savage, a.k.a. Voice, a.k.a. Savage Voice, a.k.a. Antonio Salvaje. And with me today is
Just Heather.
Okay. First, before we get, yeah, we have a lot of stuff we want to get through. But first, I want to go to a quick story I heard right before we got in the air, and I have to thank the Double Toasted. Go check out Double Toasted on YouTube, Double Toasted Podcast, because they covered this first, and I happened to see it right before we started recording. So I got to mention it. There was a car thief in Oregon that threatened to call the cops on the woman whose car he stole because she left her 4-year-old in the backseat of the car.
Oh, I heard about this.
How you doing, guys? In these trying times, it's kind of hard to support anybody but yourself. However, there are still ways you can support the podcast and the Broke Blurred Pod. You can go to streamerlinks.com/savagevoice, and you can go to our YouTube channel. You can check out Bad Mood Bear's YouTube channel. Give it a like, a subscribe, cost you nothing. You can go on, if you're in the Epic Game Store, put in code SAVAGEVOICE, and use the creator code SAVAGEVOICE, and get a little bit of something. It doesn't cost you anything extra. Or, you know, if you do want to spend something, you can go to the Broke Blurred merch. Go to the Bad New Bears merch. We got lots of stuff for you. My own personal designs, more stuff coming. We have a Just Heather collection coming up there soon. So go check it out. streamerlinks.com/savagevoice. You won't be disappointed. Also, you can check all of my content from YouTube to the podcast. Again, on streamerlinks.com/savagevoice. Take it easy.
But I didn't read the article, but I did hear about this.
Yeah. So basically, he went to go steal the car, and he had to come back and bring the child and told her, he warned her, like, I should call the cop. Like, don't do that. Like, what's the matter with you? He gave her a dressing down. Like, what's the matter with you leaving your kid in the car like this? I will call the cops on you. And that is from, I didn't read it. I like heard, you know, watch them talk about it. That is based on what a bystander heard that was, I guess, in earshot when he came back with the child. And then he stole the car. So he came, stole the car as he was stealing the car en route to wherever he was going. Noticed there was a 4-year-old in the backseat, turned around the car, was like, fuck, went back, gave the guy on the car and was like, I should call the cops on you, as he then stole the car again.
I mean, yeah, I guess in 2021, you can't be leaving kids in the car anymore, but I'll be honest, I was born and raised in the 80s, and I used to leave us in the car all the fucking time.
Yeah, well, that was us, though, but we don't, like...
No, we're different.
There's so many, like, trust me, there's not times when I've thought, like, the most I'll do, and that's only because he's five now, and, you know, at the very least, I have a dog in here that'll, God forbid, something drastic will happen within 3 minutes. He's okay. The most I'll do is go to the garbage, like, walk outside and go to the, like, get food from the delivery guy. But, like, I wouldn't eat, no. Damn sure not living in a car. And there was plenty of times where, like, you have to, especially at the younger they are, where you have to unhook this and unhook that and carry the whole seat. Yeah, so you have no excuse. If I did it, you can do it too. But I just thought that was just a little funny story to start the show. Okay, what do we have up on the agenda? Let's go by. I don't want to make all of your research go to waste.
I have so, not. Okay. Well, let's. I would.
No. When I say lovely, I mean more than I did. So let's start with.
Are you not reading the links you send me?
I know. I watch them. But okay. Some of the links, some of the link, if there are words involved, not really.
Like, what kind of Cracker Jack operation are we running here?
The best type of Cracker Jack operation. That's how that the real smart people delegate.
Oh, so you're just delegating me to be your research assistant?
Well, because they love your voice and you're better at it.
Nobody's ever in the history of the world been like, you know what? I find sexy, that Jersey accent.
Well, trust me, you're gonna as the podcast grows. Expect it as your Twitch as your Twitch career rises. It's gonna be a thing.
Nobody's watching my Twitch for my voice.
we'll see. But what do we have? Give me spot off. What do you give me something to?
Well,
to go
I got
to.
All right.
I got plenty to talk about, but I don't want to make your research in vain, even the little.
You know what? The only thing I really like, kind of had a big thought about, and this is not really news related, but it is something you sent me because she's in a little bit of hot water again, is the Belle Delphine, I don't know, quote unquote scandal with her more recent photos she posted onto her Twitter and the backlash that ensued afterwards, I guess.
I sent you this?
You did.
Remind me.
Okay.
I sent you a lot of shit. Let's be honest.
So Belle Delphine very recently posted a picture of herself wearing, I don't know, I guess like.
Oh, yes. I remember now. I remember. So for the uninitiated, for the vanilla among our audience. when it comes to the sexually open-minded, the explorative, the current meta, as you as gamers, one of the things, gaming culture, and you may not even know this, in gaming culture, there's a thing called the meta. Okay. And basically what that means, in whatever game you're playing, it's the specific part of the game. It's only one fraction of the game, but that one fraction of the game encompasses a lot of what people are doing these days. So one of the current metas in the past minimum of 10 years is the whole daddy-dom scene. And what the daddy-dom scene, for the most part, it's just, you know what it is. If you don't know what it is, I don't know what to tell you, but it's pretty much, you know, girls could call, fuck, yeah, daddy, you know, it's that simple. It's girls acting and dressing sexy and referring to, you know, their sexual partner, man or dom or however, you know, which way they as their daddy. That's that simple. And On one level, yes. It's so as a father, it's not my favorite thing in the world. It's you as a man, you specifically have to put up a specific barrier in your head to like you can do that, but you're gonna have to keep it. There's certain things you cannot do in congruence with calling me daddy that it's just not gonna work for me. You know, it's not my thing in general, but in the right situation, you know, it's not really gonna dissuade me from going forward. So all that being said, from what I know, she basically took pictures dressed in a schoolgirl outfit, which, okay, so.
Hold on, let me just tell the story first before you start going on your opinion.
Go ahead.
Okay. So Belle Delphine, who's a 21-year-old YouTuber, Instagram model, if you will, she's mostly known for her cosplay and the most recent years for pornographic images and videos that she takes. Recently uploaded pictures to her Instagram showing kidnapping and rape role play. And she was dressed very young. So a lot of people lost their minds and stated that there were, it was very triggering and XYZ had their opinion. So you give your opinion and I will give mine.
Okay. So, one, how she was dressed. She was literally dressed in the stereotypical for as long as I can remember. So basically from teenage years up to now, so 30 plus years, the sexy schoolgirl outfit. It has always been a thing. It's been a thing before we knew what sex was. She wasn't wearing a fucking, she wasn't dressed like Dora the Explorer. She wasn't fucking, and she wasn't wearing Oshkosh B'gosh. She was not dressed like an actual kid is our point. Our point is, if you dress your kid like that, you're the one with the issue.
She did release a statement. I've read both sides. So my thing is, all right, if you know who she is, you know what she does.
Yes.
You can't, you know what I mean? So like, don't wander onto her Twitter and then get mad that she's doing the things she does. Like,
how dare this exist?
Like, it is, the thing is people are like, oh, how dare you? She's very young looking. She does have a very youthful face, but one of the number one porn searches, and you can look this up, by the way.
Is teen or barely legal. Yeah.
Yeah. So that is huge. So to even sit there and say like she's perpetuating that, I mean, she definitely is one in thousands and thousands, I guess, portraying that. But number two, the type of role playing she does in the BDSM community is a very popular type of BDSM. If it's between two consenting adults,
for BDSM, it's kind of mainstream. Like,
very mainstream in the BDSM community. Yeah. If that's the her target audience, it's between two consenting adults. You can scroll off. This is one of the. Listen, I understand. That the victims of certain types of crimes are going to feel certain ways about certain types of things. And that's fine. And I think if you are in a place where you can't view certain things, then do not view certain things. Unfortunately, the world isn't going to turn to cater towards you. And before you say, like, I sound like an insensitive cunt, I'm not even saying I haven't. I was in a very physically abusive relationship. So...
It's not even so much that it's a matter of
why would you go onto her page?
Yeah,
Twitter. By the way, the only reason I went onto her Twitter was because you sent me this link. Otherwise, I wouldn't. I know who she is, and I take issue with other things she has done to a very, very small extent. I'm not mad at this woman for using her sexuality. You have a lifestyle, basically.
Let's just put it this way. You probably have, I know you have way more standards than I do in self-respect, because if I was a female, shit. So earlier in the week, Heather sent me a TikTok vid of some TikToker making fun of female Twitch streamers, basically, you know, she's like, this is a, you know, this is a female Twitch streamer, and it's supposed to be like a Twitch setup, and you got the chat scrolling, and she goes, okay, I'm ready to start, and she zips down to show more of her cleavage,
which I would do if I had some. So yeah,
we'll work on that.
We'll work on that. It's 36 years. How are you?
Okay.
You're gonna click your heels three times and like
it's not about what exists, it's about making what exists looks like it exists. You are a photographer. Don't say that if you could, you would, because you know as well as I do, you know enough about photography and how to trick dumbass men that you could easily with the right bra and or shirt sex it up and no one's gonna know. They're not gonna get close enough to know the difference.
I want to, but I can't. There's something. I don't even want to say it's morals, because I don't think you're an immoral person for doing that. Like, work with what you got. But I don't know.
It's not your lane.
It's not my lane. Yeah.
It's just not your lane, or at the very least, your current life mode. Like, yeah. I'm pretty sure. Like right now, I have three kids. My oldest two live with their mom in Rhode Island. My youngest one, I have half of the week. All right. So, but for the most part, I am a bachelor. I am a single male. So the things I may want to do or not want to do or not do is completely different than you, who is a mother with the kids in the home. Those are two, even if you choose to do or not do the same type of things, it is always going to be a different dynamic. It's always going to be a different thought process that you have to have, as well as you have two daughters. So you always have to have in the back of your head, not even so much if my kids see it, as much as if they choose, do you want them to do this type of thing? And, you know, then you have to battle with, are you okay? And all the other bullshit. She doesn't have that problem. She has no kids. She doesn't have to think about that. Even if she does think about that, it is not the same as either one of us, especially you, thinking about that. That all being said, though, if I was a woman and I had tits and ass, this podcast would be way more profitable and I would be way more successful, because shit, come on.
Because for me, I've always really valued people being funny over anything else.
Oh no, don't get me wrong. Because I have to, I'm trying to definitely work more with whatever talent I somehow think I may have. here's the thing. If you want an easy way to get ahead in life, those are options. For by hook or by crook, whether it's good or not, whether it sucks, you know, and I know that if you really, really, really wanted to, you could just simply put on the skimpiest outfit, put on the stupidest fucking song, and just.
And I could talk like this.
You don't have to talk. Who needs to talk? What are you talking for?
Listen, there is a Twitch gamer girl voice. And I don't know if you know about it, but it's kind of cute like this. Oh, you like my bunny ear headphones? Do you like that? Pew, pew.
But see, at the same time, and the reason why, and there's two sides of it. So one, there's definitely that. And again, you could, for one, just as a meta, that reason why I had pushback, and I know you had pushback on that, is because even gamer girls who on Twitch, who may push up the sexiness, it doesn't take away from the fact that they generally need to have some type of personality and or game presence, knowledge and or experience to make. They can't just be pretty. They can, but those are just chatting. And even it's its own thing. And then on top of that, I've heard from other streamers where they're like, people come from TikTok and try to stream and they suck at it.
Didn't I tell you about that? I had wandered into somebody's, because a lot of times I have like a whole prep that I do before I stream. Like as the day progresses, I'll actually jump in other people's streams just to kind of see what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And I look at it as like, this is what I would do. This is what I wouldn't do. And a lot of the just chatting, there was actually one girl who made it big up with one TikTok. She went viral with a TikTok, and she decided that TikTok was super toxic, so she was going to come over to Twitch. And she was not interested, by the way, in any sort of advice, by the way. So yeah. Like, she did not want to hear any sort of Twitch advice. She had no idea how to do a setup, did not know what to play. She was like, I really like playing The Sims, but nobody would watch The Sims, but I see that these categories are entertaining, so maybe I should do these you know, categories. And it was a lot of like, I'm gonna fit a round peg into a square hole situation.
Yeah. Instead of using what got me here, I'm gonna do what I think you want.
Yeah.
And what you like, and not even truly try to do what you want and what you like. I'm gonna do what I think that possibly based on no information you want and you like, versus trying to do what, like, for instance, you can do the sexy thing, but you can't, it has to be more than just sexy, or you will get roasted. It will be just as toxic. You have to interact with your audience. Even if no one's saying anything to you and you have no clue if anyone's in a chat, and I have to give you major points for this, because the way you do it, it's perfect. You're perfect at it.
I got the gift of gab, man. Jewish Italian girl from New Jersey. I always got something to say.
And that is why you are on this podcast. That's specifically why one day I said to myself, hey, you want to do a pod with me?
Yeah, I don't have an opinion. It might not be like a great opinion. I might not know what I'm talking about. I'll tell you I don't know what I'm talking about, though. I'll talk about all the ways why I don't know what I'm talking about. I could talk.
But that's what you need. You have to be able to have, like, if you're playing the game, it's basically the same way as radio. You can't have dead air. So if you're playing a game, yes, you can play the game, but you have to be willing to be worse at the game than you normally would, because you have to focus on chat that's coming in, and you have to focus on saying something to, in case somebody happens to happen into your room, we'll see that you're having, like, whenever they're coming in, they don't know whether somebody has been chatting or not.
Yeah.
You know, they only come in, and when they come in, they will only see the chat from there down. So if you're just sitting there and not saying anything, and they come in, and then you still say nothing, and no chat is going, it's not good. But if you're at least talking, as far as they're concerned, they're coming into a conversation that's already happened. Now, let's face it, we're nosy people. People are nosy. So the fact that they're able to come in on a conversation that's already happened, and for some people, not be seen or heard, gives you an advantage.
I am going to be doing something very gimmicky on Friday, though.
Gimmicky works. I fully support the gimmickness.
I will be giving many disclaimers prior to everything, though. It is not a game for children. And let's be honest, I already have a disclaimer anyway. When you come onto my stream, it does say it's a mature stream only. It's mature content. I curse a lot. I was actually reading a Reddit thread, and they said, you know, what's one thing that turns you off when you go into a new stream? And someone said cursing. Well, fuck you. I curse a lot on my stream. I'm sorry. That's just how I talk. And honestly, if you let your kids wander into my stream and they hear something that you don't like, that's your own damn fault. Don't let your kids wander around on Twitch.
Well, yeah, that's one. That's one. And two, you don't have to like cursing. That's perfectly fine. If you don't like cursing, go watch Nick A30. For you don't know, Nick A30 is a Fortnite Twitch streamer, and he's wholesome. He doesn't curse. He literally, it was a big deal that he sang an Eminem song the other day.
Which one?
I don't know. He didn't do it on stream. He did it in the privacy of his own home. So, but that's his lane. That's it. It's probably more marketable for like when I do my Fortnite video, or when I do any of the videos, which you can check at the Bad New Bears YouTube channel. Have to plug it because nobody's watching. when I make my videos, for the most part, I don't edit out the curse words unless it's like a hard fuck.
Oh yeah.
Like it's I try not to edit it.
I was gonna say.
But like, let's for instance, like I use, which I will, they're not a sponsor because, you know, we're us. But thematic.com for if you're a streamer and you need copyright free music, whether streamer or YouTube, go to thematic.com. Same thing goes for Instagram. And it's basically open source music for the most part, where as long as you credit the people who make the music and they give you a link to post on whatever you're posting, then you can use that music. And one of the person who I use for most of my songs is an artist called Eric Reprend. Mm. And I love his music. Like, if I wasn't doing this, his would be the music I would listen to because he's that good. And the fact that I'm able to use it, I do. But, you know, at the beginning of a video for the theme song for the various different series that I have, sometimes they have a curse word. And depending on who's in the video with me will depend on how long the opening is. So sometimes if it's just me, the opening won't get to that curse word part and I don't have to do shit. But other times it gets there and there's like, yeah, fuck or a pussy or something. I'm like, okay.
Oh my God. Clutching my pearls.
yeah. Let's not have that at the beginning, the first 2 minutes of the video. So I'll just, you know, put a sound effect or just like mute that part out of the video. But in general, it's I specifically put my YouTube channel is not any videos as not for kids. There are no kids in it. And that's more because if you've listened to this podcast for a while before Heather came on, there was a case about last year, maybe year before, in all honesty, since the before times it actually happened. I can say that much. It happened before times where there was a big issue on YouTube where if you had any children in your videos, then you had a chance of not only being demonetized, but being, I think, fined by some government agency that was put forth. This agency was put forth back in the 80s to prevent companies from directly selling to kids. Okay, well, they weren't necessarily direct. That was one aspect. The other aspect was more so to keep children's information. So you know how everybody uses metadata? That is specifically the main reason, the valid reason, is to make sure that companies don't use kids' metadata.
Gotcha.
That's the valuable reason for it. The tainted, fucked up bullshit reason that they try to make from it is to not advertise directly towards kids. Now, here's why I call it the fucked up bullshit reason. They based this on in the 80s. And the reason why I think it's stupid and fucked up is because directly marketing to kids is where we got all of our best media. He-Man, you know what He-Man was? A toy commercial.
Is that's how it started?
That's how it started. He-Man was a fucking 30-minute cartoon toy commercial. Same thing with G.I. Joe. Same thing with Transformers. Not Ninja Turtles was a comic book first, but it turned into a way to sell toys. All of the greatest stuff we got from the 80s were based around selling shit to kids.
And so cocaine.
That's one thing. Two, here's the thing. If my kid watches something, I don't care if it's on YouTube. I don't care if it's on regular TV. Here's what I do as a parent. If I don't want them to get it, I say no. Who cares? I don't give a fuck if you're advertising to my kid and my kid wants it. You know what my mom did? Hey, mom, I want that. She'd either just go, okay, I Santa, or okay, and then I just never get it because I forget because I want 50 things. So every time I add something to that list as a kid, the first thing I ask for, that just goes out the window.
Listen, my grandmother used to be like, who do you think we are, the Rockefellers?
Yeah, it's just like, what? Like, I don't understand what the problem is to advertising to kids. Like, the people who and there's lobbyists. They're, and I hate to disappoint, you know who they are. You know, get okay, Heather.
Yes.
I'll ask you. I'll let you answer this question so it seems less discriminatory. Though, you know, let's face it, I'm black, so I can only do so much of that. who would you picture as the the person who would be complaining that these companies were advertising directly to their kids.
Oh, it'd be white moms.
There you go. There you go. See how a little thought went into that answer? It just slipped out the tongue. Like you said it, and then your brain was like, no, that's right. Yeah, that's right. That's right. So it's like, come on. Like, say no to your kids. And if you can't say no to your kids, here's the thing. You probably shouldn't be a parent.
Listen, I say no to my kids so much they don't even ask me shit anymore. They just go to Corey and ask him.
Yeah. And I love my kids. And it was weird because I always thought that I would be, and I am a pushover for the most part. I always thought I'd be the biggest pushover. But at the same time, yo, if you don't come correct, if you can't just be a kid. Like, if you're well-deserving, if my kids are well-deserving and not acting like little assholes, for the most part, they can get what they want. And that's how it should be.
Mine for the most, see, I think I have really good kids. This year's been rough on them for sure, but overall I have very polite, well-mannered children. So if it's not something I can get right then and there, and I typically will not, then I will just kind of file it away for a rainy day. Listen, real quick, I've got to plug my computer battery in before we die. So you probably edit this part out. Hold on, like
okay,
a minute and a half.
I will keep talking. So yeah, and I'm going to backtrack back to what we started with the Delphine. So one, how she was dressed. Again, how she was dressed and how she looks. If you are dressing your child like that, you have more issues than she has. The look that she's wearing is specifically the sexy manga schoolgirl outfit. Okay, the seller, like, no, there's no fucking questions about what is sexy about that. Like, growing up in the 80s, most comedy dramas were based off of sexy teenagers trying to have sex.
Listen, they still do that.
Yeah, here's the thing. It's not okay, you know, air quotes, for teenagers to have sex, and we can say that because we're parents. But let's be honest. Biologically, that's what it is. Biologically, see, legally, you're an adult at 18. Biologically, you're an adult at like 13. That's biology. It's how we're made. It's how our brains are wired. So there's that. Put that aside. Again, the picture she took, as long as consenting adults, is perfectly fine. Three. The
is there three?
Well, no, there's a three. How she was tied up and everything in those pictures are specific to the binding kink in the BDSM lifestyle. So what I mean by that is it's not just a matter of sexy, horny, I want to fuck something. It's a matter of how they tie these ropes and knots. There's a certain art form to it. Like, they literally have to, you know, like, it's not as easy as, oh, I just want to tie some knots around the chick. Like, it's a very closed off, like, more mainstream than it used to be, but closed off subcategory genre. And there's real specific knots and there's a real specific look to it. And it's, you know, Wonder Woman was made literally off of this type of stuff. Like, back in when Wonder Woman first appeared, almost every single issue of Wonder Woman, at one point, she is in bondage. Okay. Yeah. So the images and everything are to speak to that community, but that community and even the whole daddy dom thing is not really about anybody under 18.
Absolutely not.
If you're under 18, from what I know, it takes away from, like, the whole point of, I don't know, I can't speak from the female side of things. I really can't. Because in all honesty, from the female side of things, to a certain extent, it aggravates me. And I'm going to say this only because if it's for you, do you, whatever. It's your lifestyle. It's your beliefs. Go for it. But on another level, it's utter total bullshit. You're an adult. There is act like a fucking adult and make decisions for yourself. Like, I knew of somebody who, you know, he was seeing somebody who was in an open marriage for the most part. But they also, for all parts, they were an open marriage for all parts. And I think the parts were where she fucked other people and he did it. But she also had
one-sided open marriage.
Yeah, but he was a bit of as the kids say, a cuck.
as the kids say.
Yeah, but the thing that I found incredibly, it's again, this is my opinion, incredibly stupid. Was when it came to, and I guess it's part of the appeal and what they like, when it came to her specific sexuality, she would not do anything unless her dom okayed it.
Okay.
It's fucking stupid. I understand.
That's part of their kink, though.
That's part of their kink. I understand that. But no.
Why?
Like, why are you
I'm saying
I understand it, but at the same time, it is still an excuse. It's an excuse. It's an excuse, at least in this situation. My personal opinion was it was an excuse for that person to not have to make decisions for themselves.
That's based on that's part of the dom sub relationship.
But it was make decisions of themselves based on what they wanted. Like, so, do what you do. I believe in doing what you want, but when it comes to a certain extent of only doing what you want because someone else says you can do it and it's everything, it just for me, you know,
that might be what she wanted, though. I mean, I don't know. See, the BDS community is so vast as far as, like just different roles and what they mean to different people. But I mean, they have a lot of mottos. I mean, their big thing is the SSC, and it's safe, sane, and consensual. And, you know, caring, communication, consent, and caution. It's their 4Cs framework. So that might've been something that, listen, I don't know this couple, so.
Oh no. And here's the thing. When I say it annoys me, it's not even so much that I don't.
Why did it annoy you? You weren't even in that.
Because it's a matter of, it comes across to me as, at least in this particular situation, as a flaky type of personality where everything about you and everything that you've said up to this point says that you want one thing or want something specific or want this thing, whatever it may be. And then instead of, I'm a firm believer is do what you want to do for yourself, no matter what it is. Good. As long as it doesn't hurt another person, as long as you're doing it for your own reasons, great. But in this situation, it felt to me less of doing what you want to do for your own reasons as much as I want to do this, but I'm going to, like, I felt very feminist in that moment.
Wait, back up. Hold on. Somebody you were fucking.
I take the fifth.
I knew you were too involved. You were too invested in this person's sex.
Well, no. But here's the thing. I was so very minimally invested. Like, I was as minimally invested, allegedly, as you could possibly be. But again, it was more of, you shouldn't, I want this, I want X, Y, and Z. But only if someone who has nothing to do with any of this,
all right, well,
says it's okay.
I'm going to disagree with you. However, I feel like I'm not hearing the entire story, and that is fine. You keep your skeletons in your closet. I'll keep my skeletons in my closet, and we can move on.
Well, no, it's look.
No, I don't need to hear anything else.
No, you asked. Fuck it. No, I'm not going to. I'm just saying. In that particular situation, like the part that I don't like in that scenario is, for me, it seems like a situation of being a little bit greedy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't have every, like, you want this and you want that and you want this, some, you can't have it all. You kind of like, you want that, but you also want this, and you're making that decide how this goes when they're two separate things. You shouldn't like, it was a lot in a specific situation and with this specific person was a lot of just not wanting to own up to who you were, what you were doing, and what you wanted. Instead of owning up to those things, you wanted to hide behind what everything was. And that's why you were able to do it, because if that person says it's okay, then it's perfectly fine. Own up to your own shit. Take responsibility for your own shit, and don't constantly use other things as an excuse to do X, Y, and Z. If you're going to do it, do it. If you're not, you're not. But don't, you know, I'm conversing with you and everything is with you. I don't, there's nothing to do with me. That other individual, that's completely separate. Like this situation, two consenting adults, she went into it. Delphina went into took the pictures, knew what she did. This is her brand. This is what she always does. This is, I'm pretty sure there's plenty of other pictures, maybe not necessarily with her in bondage, but definitely dressed how she was dressed. And she specifically said, consenting adults, this is what, like, she's specifically owning what she's doing. She's not like, okay, if Pokimane did those same pictures, I might have more of an issue with it, only because that's not her brand. That's not her brand. That's not her audience. That would be a complete like 360 or 180, whatever one applies. 360 brings you back to the front. A complete 180. That would be that we did a 360 and then a 180. A complete 360 plus 180. Was that?
We just spin it in circles.
Yeah, just eventually you stop where you stop. But the point is, if she did something like Delphine, you could have an issue because it's disingenuous. Either one of the two is disingenuous. Like either Pokimane's previous branding, how she was, is disingenuous, or the new branding would be disingenuous. You know what I mean? You like keep that same energy. And yeah, it's people are just, if you don't like it, like just, you can complain about it, but you don't have to complain about it to the outrage. Like, me and Heather don't like shit all the time.
I don't like, you know, how I'm very grumpy.
Yeah, but here's the thing. We have a podcast and we keep it to the podcast. We don't go on Twitter and say X, Y, and Z shouldn't. I mean, we might, depending on how stupid, like we might dump on Trump for being an idiot, but that's our social, that's our American duty to do that.
For bread and butter.
People complaining on Twitter about Delphine and the grown adult doing what other grown adults do. The only thing that she did, in all honesty, and I'm not saying it's wrong, but air quotes wrong, was that she put it out on what people consider mainstream.
A porn's now, very mainstream though.
Yeah, well, mainstream now. As now. I'm saying mainstream as in like we're okay. It's mainstream, but let's be honest. Our, me and you, our mainstream and most people's mainstream is not necessarily the same thing.
Yeah, I'm not that unique.
Yeah, not that you're being unique, but mainstream, basically, the things that we are aware of, we're interested, me and you are very, across the board, for the most part, incredibly open-minded individuals.
Oh, yeah. And we're big researchers, too. We're all over the internet all day.
Yeah. But here's the thing. The circles that we grew up with for the most part and are in are not. Touché. You know what I mean? So, like,
yeah, my grandma definitely ain't into the same things I'm into.
Yeah. But here,
what, and then the Rockefellers are taking their clothes off on the Twitter.
No, no, but then, but here, but here, and here's the other side of it is, and I'm sure your grandmother is not, but
I'm a 94-year-old woman. I haven't seen it in 25 years.
Exactly. But for the sake of argument, just as easily, she could be and you wouldn't know.
Oh, that's true. I wouldn't.
That, like, that's how the world, like, so that's what I mean by main, like, she put it out there where most people won't.
I hope she don't, though.
Not your grandmother, Delphine.
Oh.
And if your grandmother wants to put it out there, Ramos, power to her.
She won't know. Listen, she wouldn't know how to even do it. Can I tell you, the first time she got a cell phone, she used it so infrequently that somebody hacked it. And she got a bill for $800 to those like 900 sex numbers.
Yeah.
And she called the op. She called like her phone company to complain. She was like, listen, like I got this bill for $800. And the lady was like, yeah, it says you're making all these calls to like, you know, these, you know, pay by, yeah, these one, these like, you know, sex.
Oh, like, thank you for calling.
I'm a happily married 84-year-old woman. Why would I be calling those numbers for?
Which, here's the thing. I do not disagree with your grandmother at all whatsoever. I personally,
there's no way.
I'm not a fan of paying for pornography. If you want to support your sex workers, go to a strip club. Though again, you can't go to a strip club, so that's a different story.
Before
times, the only type of paying would be specifically if you want to go to a sex club, and that's a whole other story. We actually did a pod about that a while back. You can go back and check that out or check on YouTube. Where me and Mr. Roland talked about our views with the stripping industry. Before we go, we talked about the bullshit. What else? There was at least one of the important things, since we went out on such a fucking tangent. At least one of the important things I want to discuss. I'm sorry, dude, for me giving you this praise after that conversation, but I want to give the two people praise from the coup that happened. Most of the Capitol City police officers, because one, excluding the dumb fucks that took a picture with the people, the people who were trying to take over, the rest of them, it's a small police force. They are not equipped to handle that type of situation.
I don't see how it's fucking possible, but.
Well, I can tell you what, because they are specifically set up for tourists. They are a small police force that's specifically just your beat cop. They're not set up to handle insurrection. Something like that is supposed to be for the National Guard, which they were not allowed. Like, the National Guard was not deployed. So they kind of they had their hands tied. Now, again, there are plenty of dumb fucks taking pictures with them, and all those guys can kiss my ass and should be thrown underneath the jail, because you're worse than the fuckers who stormed the building, because you work there. Your job was to stop them, and you thought taking pictures with them was okay. And in no way, shape, or form is that okay from any angle. Sorry, it's just not. And then the other person, there's a specific cop, a black gentleman, where he, like, not catch 22, hindsight 2020. So we don't know what would have happened if he wasn't there. But because he was there, the video shows basically he led them on a wild goose chase around the Capitol building. Like, they were inside. And basically what you see him doing is, like, he's trying to hold them off, and then he would, like, back up and, like, give them room. They would come after him, and he would push back, and he would, like, do this back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. What he was doing was he would kind of hold them off. He would check to make sure, like, so let's say he gets up to upstairs and there's some senators in the hallway to the left, and he would be mindful of that and lead them to the right. And he just led them on a wild goose chase around the Senate. And in all honesty, there is the dumb fucks that were following him. Had he not done that, he at the very least prevented serious injury from happening to who knows how many politicians. So I definitely want to give him that. Also, other person I want to give the utmost respect to is the officer who lost his life, because he lost his life. He got beat down by these assholes. And
with a fire extinguisher.
Yeah. And it's just like, I have no ill feelings towards cops in general. They're not my favorite people because they scare me. I don't want to get arrested and or shot.
But in general, and I've said this many times, like the Indianapolis Police Department, I've had nothing but good encounters with every Indiana in general. Compared to Jersey, at the least, Indiana cops compared to Jersey cops, way better.
This goes to show you, though, that these people were never Blue Lives Matter or All Lives Matter, no, ever. What mattered to them was the race that they were attacking, essentially.
The only lives they gave a fuck about are their own. Yeah. It's that simple.
So,
and know, it was, that's not rage, me, so I don't care.
Over, yeah, their rage over, what the hell's his name, Kaepernick taking a knee wasn't because they just loved the cops so much. It was because it was a black man. And it was for black rights. So, I mean, this really exposed, not that we didn't at least suspect this, but it really exposed the types of people that live in this country.
Yeah, we have taken such a, I don't want to say step back, because part of it, I feel like it's a step back. But at the same time, I can't say that because all these things were in place. It's just now we're more of aware of them, which I think technically that's kind of more of a step in the right direction, because you don't have the same bullshit to hide behind that you used to be an asshole. You know what I mean? And then more asshole. Speaking of asshole.
There's so many to choose from.
Well, we're going to stick with the top asshole. The number one asshole. The best asshole. There's no asshole bigger than this asshole in the world. He's the biggest asshole there ever was. Shit just spurts out of it like the fucking Great Falls. That's how big this asshole is. And if you can't tell, I'm talking about Donald Trump. Today, as we're recording this on his last day in office.
Yeah.
And he decided, other than, you know, whatever the pardons, fine, whatever, he actually currently has the least amount of pardons. One of the least amount of pardons in history. However, I don't know the exact numbers for these stats, but I do trust the source that he has in the past month or so has executed the most criminals than any other president in his last few days in office. So, yeah, I don't give a fuck how many black people you let. Okay, so let's compare the number of black, you know, I've done the most for black people. Let's compare the number of black people you've let out of prison to how many you put to death within the past month. Mm. Let's see. I wonder how much those numbers match, which I wonder what, like, if it's more than two, you're an asshole. Sorry. If it's more than two, you're an asshole. Why? Because you felt the need to push this forward. I don't like people who kill people. And let's assume the people on death row are there for a reason. I also have no want and or need to facilitate or push forward their death sooner. Like, you don't need to do that. There's no big giant, like, okay. Here's a question for you, Heather. What do you think it was a little bit more of a pressing thing he should probably be taking care of just in general?
Throughout this past year or throughout his entire presidency?
Well, just, I'm going to give you examples just in general. What do you think is the most and more important thing to have done? To make sure those people that he had sentenced to death on death row were actually put to death? Or when the Capitol was being charged, to call in the National Guard?
Well,
what do you?
I think he should have called the National Guard.
You sure? Because he made sure to kill those people.
Well, National how many Guard people have been executed under his watch?
Let's find out.
I feel like execution is a, see, I'm like anti-execution for reasons that have nothing to do with our president.
In general, I don't, but it's more of, put it this way. He may not be the only president to have done the U.S. federal executions. He's the only president I ever heard where it was a thing. Like, until him, I didn't know that was a thing. I didn't know that was a thing that presidents really put forward. Like, I didn't know that was part of their job.
Okay, so here we go. Since Trump authorized the resumption of federal executions, which began again in July 2020, the U.S. government has applied the death penalty to 12 people. So, out of those 12, the federal government has executed 5 prisoners since Trump lost the election on the 3rd.
Now, I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure, and again, I probably am wrong, but I vaguely remember a stat, and you might know this off the top of your head, that I think it costs more to execute a prisoner than it does to actually let them live.
Listen, I actually, when I was in college, I had to write a argument-based paper. So basically, either pro or con for something that was big, and I chose executions versus life sentences. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, it actually is. It is expensive. A lot of people don't know that. You always hear people say, like, I'm for the death penalty because it's cheaper than housing prisoners for the rest of their lives. It isn't, actually. And granted, I was in college 15 years ago, so I don't.
Yeah,
I know the statistics have changed since then, but when you look at the appeals process, and there are years and years and years worth of appeals process, because obviously the person that you're condemning to death, you want to make sure they're actually guilty of the crime.
Yeah, costs
millions and millions of taxpayer dollars. It is so expensive to go through the appeals process, and that's not even. I mean, I'm not even getting into like the emotional cost on the families of victims who have to be a part of those appeals process. It is very expensive to keep someone on death row. It is very expensive to house somebody on death row. It is very expensive to go through the appeals process, which could be completely reconstructed, but that's a whole other thing. Yeah, it is very expensive. That's one of the main reasons I'm against execution, because of how expensive it ends up being. We keep people on death row for 30 years. There's been 49 federal executions since records were being capped in 1927.
Not only is that an issue, but let's be honest, our criminal justice system sucks ass. And
there are nonprofit groups, specifically to help people that were possibly falsely imprisoned. That's also something that is incredibly expensive and takes a ungodly amount of time.
Yeah. So, congratulations, Trump. Good job. You literally killed 12 people. Good for you.
Listen, we killed about 400,000 because we hit that number today.
Yeah, but he can't run away from the 12. The 4,000. Don't get me wrong. He completely is responsible for all of them.
Run away from the dead cop at the Capitol building. Or run away from fucking the dude that died because he tased himself in the nuts and had a heart attack. Which
technically, from what I've heard, that is not true.
Listen, can we please pretend?
Oh, we can pretend all day. It doesn't matter if it was true or not. That's going to be this is America. This is America. Truth doesn't matter.
Trump, if you guys wanted to glom on to false information, well, baby, we could do that too.
Yeah. And then the other thing that Trump is another reason why he's the biggest asshole, the best asshole, not the best asshole, but the biggest asshole, is he, and thankfully, I think, well, two things. One, he put forth something to reverse the protections of the LGBT community when it comes to work and or services. So basically, the law that would prevent people from not hiring somebody and or basically protection, the protection that they gained, he is trying to just throw out the window. I believe it was an executive order or something along those. Just some fuckery based off of being an asshole. That's all it is. There is nothing. There's two. He's an asshole, or somebody paid him to be a big asshole. Those are the two levels. Asshole, paid asshole. That's it. And as well, he is, and thankfully Biden's already said he's going to reverse this. He also wants to end the travel ban to and from other, well, from other countries. While we're in the middle of a pandemic with the highest death toll that we've ever had. Why? Because he doesn't have to fucking deal with it like he dealt with it. I mean, he didn't deal with it the first time, but I hope to God that this impeachment fully goes through. Thankfully, turtleneck asshole piece of shit Mitch McConnell is actually for the impeachment for once, which I think is a good thing, even though he's the biggest. I hate him more than I hate Trump, to be honest with you. I do. Trump is, at the very least, Trump has always been Trump. Trump doesn't try to be anything but Trump. And the Trump's power was only ever as much because of fucking piece of shit Mitch McConnell.
I hate how Mitch McConnell is like condoning. I know, like, a lot of people are like, good, he's doing the right thing.
No,
he's fucking pandering. That's what he's doing. Like, come on. You literally waited to the last day of this man's presidency to be like, to like condone his behavior.
I think it's a bad pitch. It's very like, wrong, but the problem by Bob. Like,
freaking uncircumcised looking lunatic of a man.
My name is McConnell. Bob,
motherfucker. Like, this is fun.
Like, that's, you did, do an impression of Mitch McConnell's face. Brah.
Excuse me, Mitch McConnell, you've got some schmegma on the corner of your mouth.
No, it's my face. That's always there. Brah.
But thankfully, that's going to be one of the first things with the whole travel ban that Biden, which, here's the thing that pisses me off about it, is we have so many shit that needs to be dealt with, and Trump is literally being the biggest bitch there is to prevent it from happening. So one, I hope he gets impeached for a few reasons. One, the impeachment means he can't run for president again. That's one.
I think two, like, the biggest thing.
Yeah,
for me.
No, that's not, to for me, that
I feel like impeaching a president when he's got a foot out the door, like, this could have happened already.
That's not the only reason.
Could have happened already.
There's two other reasons why. And the level of important, the third one is not as important as the second one, which I think the second one and what your reasoning is, I think those two can kind of be even, is that he doesn't get paid anymore. We impeach him, that free money, it's gone. You're not getting our money. Like, he does not deserve, one, he doesn't deserve to have our money in general. Two, he's been bilking the taxpayers by everybody going to Mar-a-Lago. And I think we mentioned like one or two podcasts ago, where every time he goes, literally we're paying him for the Secret Service and all his staff to stay at the place that he decides that he wants to go every fucking weekend. Okay? So that all stops if he gets impeached. As well as, he no longer gets a Secret Service. As well as, and I don't have any want to literally threaten anybody. However, I do look forward to the day where I can freely say that I hope that certain individuals fall off of a cliff without worrying about allegedly fall off a cliff without worrying about Secret Service coming to my door. Metaphorically, of course, in an alternate reality in a kingdom far, far away.
China.
Yeah, because I'm a pacifist. I don't wish ill will on most people.
I'm not.
Except for two. I can think of two people. I can think of three people, because we'll end off with the last two asshats that I mentioned. Asshat?
Mitch McConnell?
The young asshat, who I hope they fucking...
Carson Daly. Oh my god,
no.
I'm so sorry, Carson Daly. No.
They're like, what did Carson do to you?
T TRL is the best thing about my teenage years. Carlson Tucker. Sorry. Ben Shibibu?
No, not Bench Cart. The fucking guy who fucking Long Face McGee. What's his name? Where's my phone? Where is my phone?
Listen, there's a lot of people in this administration.
He's a senator. It was him and Ted Cruz were the last two fuckers to still act like assholes at the coup, where this motherfucker walked outside and fucking put his hands up like a fucking Black Panther to fucking people who are fucking charging the fucking Capitol. You're a piece of shit and deserve to be, one, kicked out of office, two, arrested for insurrection.
He's like the mayor. He's like a North Carolina senator, right? Or something?
Yeah.
Shit. Hold on. I know who you're talking. I can see his stupid face.
The only reason I want to give his name is because this man needs to be shamed.
I found him. Hold on. Is this him? I'll be honest. White people all look the same to me. Hold on.
Say his name. I'll know it.
Okay. Yeah, no, I'm looking. All right. Let's, we are running a tight ship around here. And as I draw out my words so I could find this fucking guy's name.
I'm going to find it before you do.
You want a bit?
Josh Hawley.
Oh, yeah.
GOP Senator. I should
have known it was a stupid white fucking name. All right, no, I love white people, by the way. Yeah. I'm just saying, he looks like every 40-year-old white guy.
GOP named Josh. Senator Josh Hawley delays quick confirmation of Biden's Department of Homeland Security pick.
Did you say homeland?
Homeland Security.
Homeland.
So basically, this piece of shit wants to, and I didn't read the article because it's just the fact that he's doing it in general. For what reason? Okay, so here's the thing. Let's take out how stupid it is in general on its nose. Let's just look at the fact that there was a recent coup to overthrow the government. That's what it was. It's nothing other than what it was. He is a part of the reason why the coup happened, because he wanted to act like the votes weren't valid before, during, and after this whole thing, which I don't like how shit's set up, but this is how it's set up, and you're just full of shit. And then on top of that, as I said, walking out, putting his hand up in solidarity with the people who stormed the Capitol. And then on top of that, after all of that, that same person then wants to delay the confirmation of the person who's supposed to head the Department of Homeland Security. So there's that on its face that kind of sus. I don't know. Kind of sus. It's kind of like fucking John Wayne Gacy being like, I don't really think we should let the next police commissioner be voted in. I think we need to hold off on that person in charge of making sure I get prosecuted to be, you know, and that's not even the person who's in charge of being prosecuted. But it's Department of Homeland, first off, currently under Trump, there is no head of Department of Homeland Security. There's an acting head of Department of Homeland Security who is an awful racist piece of shit. And that's me being nice about it. He's the one who was responsible and had no problem with pulling peaceful protesters off of the street and unmarked cars. That's him. But if we want to confirm a person to do the job, like, should have been filled, like, okay. And then we bring to the second asshole, which, what did I call her? I don't want to call her on air because I'm trying to be politically correct. What did I call her? What is she?
Phone's across the room. Is it a see you next Tuesday?
She's that as well, but she's also another word for a female dog.
Oh, also that, yes.
This bitch right here. And generally, I only call women bitches who are self-proclaimed bitches, except for this bitch.
I don't know her name.
She's on Fox.
I don't know her name. I would look up blonde white woman on Fox News, but give me like
she's not even one of the main ones. She's one of the lesser white Fox hosts with blonde.
Hold on. Let me grab my phone. I did not.
It doesn't say her name. Like, it's not even worth grabbing your phone. Like, you're gonna look at her and you're not gonna know who the fuck she is anyway. Like, literally, she is literally so nondescript white woman with blonde hair on Fox that if you put a picture up to her next to Laura Ingraham, you'd go, "Who's that bitch?"
Yeah.
But she was on Fox saying that the president is hardworking. And one of her examples is that he watches every show.
Okay.
Bitch, that's not how work works.
That's you watch YouTube all day.
And here's the thing. For me, it's more work. Because I produce a podcast. Well, air quotes loosely, produce a podcast. Okay? He's the president. You shouldn't be watching, like, she used that. What else did she say? I think she said he's always she used that he's always watching TV and that he's had 40 rallies in his presidency.
Okay.
Bitch, a rally is not part of his job. She used the rallies as a reason why he works hard.
That's like a weird thing to bring up regarding the president of the United States. Like, that's to not show how hard he works, that's what you're going to
You just
up.
Named two things that are specifically not part of his job.
That's like saying, you know, he worked really hard at college. He threw, like, 50 frat parties.
Yeah. Which, here's the thing. I even think that is more of a valid fucking excuse than watching TV and holding rallies. And just for clarification, for any of you people who don't know this, Trump literally started, like, he had his first rally, was it the day after he got elected?
Did he? Yeah, I don't know.
Either the day, well, here's the thing.
Is that where he stood at the, like, Lincoln or whatever, where he kept saying he had, like, the biggest inauguration crowd, but it was, like, raining, and George Bush got caught up in his poncho, and like it turned out that it was not the most
that was just his crappy ass inauguration. But he literally, like, okay, so what I'm trying to point out is he filed and he has literally, okay, how long has he been president? 4 years?
Yeah, 4 years.
How long?
It feels like 25.
Exactly. How long before his presidency did he start his campaign?
Not honestly, he came up out of nowhere.
Well, I mean, just give me a general time.
Six months,
1 year. Okay.
About a year.
So for 5 years straight, he has been campaigning. And I literally mean campaigning, because right after he won the election, he filed to run for this past election. So those campaigning trails that he was, those rallies that he was doing were part of his campaign. He spent 5 years campaigning instead of doing his fucking job. So that's why this bitch is this dumb bitch. And if you have a problem with it, feel free to leave a comment. I would love to hear.
But also,
bring it on.
Give us 5 stars. You can give us a negative comment, but just give us the goddamn 5 stars.
And if you've listened this far, you either completely agree with us or you've been cursing us out the whole time. Either way, I'm happy that we could help you get some of your anger out. Because one way or another, you're screaming. Okay? Whether you agree with us or not, oh, you're pissed off right now about something that we have said. If not, we're not doing this right. But yeah, that's here's the thing. This is just like, I think we covered, like, we're gonna end it. I think we covered maybe 25% of the shit that we plan to talk about, which goes to show you exactly how much just crap and nonsense is out there in the world that we don't even have time to touch on, because we're in round two of 2020. Okay, I think we just need to stop with the years. Maybe we just stop numbering the years for now and just like put a pause.
We could do like eras instead, like the Mesozoic era, the Jurassic era.
This is the COVID era. I think COVID until it's before COVID and after COVID, we have to start a new system. You know, they have BC and AD. Throw it out. That's done. All that's done. BC is completely different now.
Before COVID times.
There's BC and AC.
And STD.
Not to be confused with ACDC.
Or STD.
Or any of those.
Or ABC. ABCD.
But yeah. So that's what we have for this. We're recording this. This is the day before the inauguration.
Oh, yes, it is. I will be streaming tomorrow around the time.
Now, the National Guard has they're in the Capitol. So here's the thing. Fingers crossed, more than likely, there will be nothing that happens. Unfortunately, there have been reports of planes attacked on every capital across the U.S. So, don't be a dumbass. If you don't have to be any place important, and emphasis on important, don't. Because who knows how many assholes will be there, and you don't want to be caught up with the assholes.
I'm hoping nothing happens. I hope we have a boring day tomorrow. If something tells me we're not going to, they had to vet our National Guard. There's been uprisings reported in all 50 state capitals so far. And hopefully tomorrow is a safe transition. We don't got no bullshit, but I'll be honest with you, the way things look, we'll probably have some bullshit. So maybe expect a podcast within a week.
We know there's going to be no way without the chance of there being no bullshit. Is just like, for one, Trump's not going to be there, and part of it is because he's a pussy ass loser. And the other part of it is because he doesn't want to be fucking take the chance of being in the middle of just some bullshit that might happen. So hopefully nothing happens. Hopefully it's not a peaceful transition of power. So hopefully there's just a transition of power and they can start fixing all this shit. Okay. So there's two things. Hopefully he can start fixing all the shit that he fucked up. And then hopefully we can move forward so that we don't have to keep doing this bullshit every 4 to 8 years. Because I personally don't want to give a fuck about politics. I never wanted to give a fuck about politics. Okay? I really didn't. This was not supposed to be a political podcast. Okay? It's supposed to be about me bullshitting about comic books and streaming and any other stupid shit I thought of. However, there came a point in time where I could not. He was elected president. I specifically, and this was before I started podcasting, I specifically said, I cannot sit here as a grown person, as a person who grew up in New Jersey, New York area, knowing how much of a piece of shit this person is, see it happen and not say something. We grew up in New Jersey, New York, during the time of 9/11, where we came up with a simple saying, see something, say something. I see that piece of shit ruining the country, so I had to say something. And that's what this has been the past past year. Because before the past year, as fucked up as he was, people weren't dying by the fucking hundreds and thousands. Now they are. So hopefully come tomorrow, besides a new president, we will also have news of Trump being held accountable for anything. Pick one thing. Just hold him accountable for one fucking thing. Can we do that? Out of all the shit that he's done, one thing. Can we hold him accountable for one thing? And we have rape charge allegations. We have some... pretty sure he's got some debts. I'm pretty sure there's some, you got treason on the table. There's a lot of shit. We got plenty of shit. We can look at some more Epstein. We can roll forward that Epstein shit because you know there's something in there that they haven't been saying. You just know there is. Of course, I'm just speculating, but I'm okay with that. Hopefully, fingers crossed, we don't have a goddamn thing to talk about next podcast.
Oh, well, we know that.
We know that's not.
There's always Twitch news.
Yeah. Yeah, which I would gladly do every day for the next year versus what else we'll probably have to talk about. But that's what's going on. And again, when you're hearing this, if any crazy shit has happened, well, yeah. Sorry, we'd recorded this the day before. Just Heather, tell them where they can find you.
So you could find me on Twitch TV. I am Dog Eat Dogs. That's
not twitch.tv/dog eat dog.
Yes. The O's are zeros and it's spelled like dog. I know I have a Jersey accent. There's no W's in there. Oh.
Coffee. Do something for me real quick. Do something for me. And I had to deal with this almost every day in Indiana. Say coffee.
Coffee.
No, say it the right way, though.
Coffee.
No. Say it the right way. We don't say coffee. I'm not with you.
Coffee.
You can't. Can you?
It you hurts say, my mouth.
We say coffee. C-A-W-F-E-E.
I'm going to walk my dog to get a cup of coffee.
You can't say it, can you?
I feel dumb. I apparently say water stupid too.
Yeah, water and coffee. That's water. The two things that we will. Yeah, water.
W O O D D
E. Water. Yeah, water. Get some water and some coffee.
Get water and coffee. You use the water to make the coffee.
Exactly.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
But yeah, you can find Heather twitch.tv/dog eat dog, and you can find me at twitch.tv/. Savage Voice, as well as go to savagegraphicsmedia.com, and you can catch all of our contact, Bad New Bears on YouTube. And we thank you. You guys are awesome. Anybody, all nine of you that are listening, we thank you.
And if you wander in here, go to wherever you listen to your podcasts. Give us a 5-star review. Leave a comment. Don't have to be a good comment, but make sure you do that 5-star review because the higher our rating is, the more easily people can find us. And we're just trying to get a dollar.
Yeah, I mean, are you not entertained? And if
you're not entertained?
And if you've been listening this long and you're not entertained, I mean, thank you. But again,
they fell asleep and it's just still running.
If you've been listening this long and you're not entertained, You have to send us a comment so that we can figure out why.
Actually, if they're sleeping, that means that they'll subliminally be hearing this. Send money. Hit the donate button.
We have a donate button. You can donate directly. Hit the donate button. Or come to either one of our Twitch streams and you can just get a subscription. Well, you can get a subscription from me. You can't get a subscription for her yet, but we're working on that. So give her a follow. Go to Twitch. Actually, I don't care. I don't care if you do anything else. Go to twitch.tv/dog eat dog, the O's with the zeros, and go and follow so that we can get Jess Heather to affiliate so the real fun can begin.
Yes, and Friday I'm going to just be doing my stream. I'm playing the original Doom series, and I will be reading Pornhub comments the entire time.
That's right. All right, we're going to get out of here. I thank everybody for listening. Thank you once again, Heather. Oh, and just last point is – this right here, I believe, is the 51st or 52nd episode.
What?
So,
I appreciate you asking me to be on this, by the way. It has been an honor and I do enjoy it.
Hey, but I do this the same way I do my esports team. You find people more talented and you have them work with you to carry you. So, hopefully, your back doesn't hurt. So for the Broke Blurred Pod, I've been your host, Anthony K. Savage, a.k.a. Voice, a.k.a. Savage Voice. And with me today has been...
Heather. Just Heather.
All right. Remember, don't tell yourself you can't do something. Ask yourself, why can't you do it? You guys have been awesome. And we're going to tell Craig to get the hell out of here. So bye, Craig.
Bye.
And